بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة وأبي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: اتق الله حيثما كنت، واتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. We are still in this chapter of muraqabah, that is to meditate, to ponder. And that meditation is referred to the presence of Allah Ta'ala, that we should make an effort to realize that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is present with us all the time. And one of the greatest places to practice that, to realize that, is our namaz. From Allahu Akbar right through the whole namaz is, as Allah Ta'ala says, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. So we should see that we should try and make an effort that in namaz we remember Allah Ta'ala right from the beginning to the end. And at the same time, we should just consider just the two rakats of faraz we have made now, how much did we think of Allah Ta'ala. If that is the condition of our namaz, then the presence of Allah must be with us all the time. We can imagine how weak we are then in that case. So anyway, this is this chapter to realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala. This is the second hadith that we are reading. In it also there is reference made to this, to find the presence of Allah Ta'ala, ittaqillah, which is that fear Allah. That is, in the broader term, realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Observe His commandments, whatever, and that is really the understanding the presence of Allah, that at every moment we do what Allah wants us to do. And we stay away from those things which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from. An Abi Dhar Jundub ibn Junada. This narration comes from Abu Dhar Jundub ibn Junada and also Abi Abdul Rahman Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the Sahabi whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam deputed to Yemen. So for both of them narrate, رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت. Fear Allah Ta'ala wherever you are. And in a beautiful poem our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, whether you are in the flying in the air, wherever you are, keep the presence of Allah Ta'ala in mind. Don't forget that Allah is watching me. Just as one person who was traveling by first class in an aeroplane and they had offered him wine to drink. So he refused. He said he can't drink it. So they said a little bit of wine won't matter. And that amount of wine is haram, which intoxicates you, which they make their own masalas, of course. So then he said, give it to the pilot to drink. So he said, the pilot is on duty. So he said, I am also on duty. I have to fear Allah. Allah is watching me. My boss, my real boss, is watching me all the time. So that is that condition that we should try and develop also, to realize that we are on duty all the time. Whether we are doing our business, whether we with our family, whatever we are doing, we are on duty all the time. وَاتَّبِعْ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And whenever, as a human being, you will fall into error. Whenever you fall into an error, make a mistake, commit a guna, then follow it up with a good deed. That is a very important thing. We are prone to commit gunas, but when we do make a guna, then also realize that I've done wrong and then do some good deed. Just read La ilaha illallah, which is one of the greatest good deeds. Give some sadaqah, help out somebody. Whatever good deed, read tasbih, read two rakats of namaz. Whenever we happen to do wrong, do a good deed also. And here it is mentioned, tamhuha, that good deed will wash away that bad deed. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, that good deeds remove the bad deeds. So whenever we commit any guna, do some good also. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and treat people, have your relationships with people in a good way. Have good akhlaq, treat everyone good, whoever it is, from the wife, from our children, from the husband, from our friends, wherever we are, we should treat people in a good and suitable way. And there is very great detail about that. This hadith, though the one point which is reference to this chapter, and that is to realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala. But all the other two points also have got great and profound meaning. And really the enjoyment of our deen is when we will practice upon it. When we will practice upon it, we will get that great enjoyment of deen. So this hadith teaches us great, great aspects of our deen. Rawahu Tirmiziyu wa qala hadithun hasanun. This hadith has come in the Kitab of Tirmizi, and it is categorized as a good hadith, a solid hadith. So we should try and ponder about these matters and try and bring them into our lives. The presence of Allah Ta'ala, whenever we happen to make a mistake, make sure we do some good deed in its place. Whenever we commit a guna, just to say Astaghfirullah is also a good deed. Whatever good deed we do, but we should. Unfortunately, our condition is we're committing gunas one way which we don't even think about, and we don't compensate and do good deeds in their place. And we should have good akhlaq with all people. May Allah give us all tawfiq.